get started a little bit early here tonight. And to cut that music up short, I got a long way to go and less than an hour to get there. Top of the evening to you, and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator, Jeffrey Bennett. We'll be here with you for the next 57, 58-odd minutes. You're listening to us live on this 15th day of February 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll tell you what, stocks wound up ending the day down today. Apparently there's some meager retail gains, nowhere near what everybody's telling us that they should be. And so how did we wind up coming out today? Well, other than the fact that I have not invested in the so-called stock market for many, many, many years, here's what happened. The Dow closed down 42 points today, which is, you know, like 0.34%. No big deal. But the NASDAQ was down 13 points. They were down 0.46%. They closed at 2804. S&P 500 was off 4 points, closing at 1328. Global Dow was down. Gold was, well, in the aftermarket, gold was down. Gold had a pretty darn good day at one point in time, up in the $1,376 an ounce range. And unfortunately, I'm in the middle of a rotation. Hey, surprise, surprise, oil is up another 21 cents a barrel, currently at $84.53. Looking at some of the other headlines, I'm finding some very interesting ones. Obama has said that the U.S. budget challenges demand compromise. He promises veto of the GOP spending bill. Oh, wait a minute. In one statement, he talks about compromise, but in the other statement, he wants to veto the Republican spending bill. Well, the Republicans have turned out to be exactly what we knew they were, including the Tea Partiers. They're scumbags. Time allowing, we'll share with you a little bit more about that later. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, somebody was asking him about possible federal government job losses. His attitude? So be it. Well, I happen to agree with Boehner on that particular issue, but that's probably amongst the very few places that I will agree with Mr. Boehner, Boehner, whatever you want to call the guy. In the aftermarket, platinum is flat at $1,831 an ounce. Silver was at 3078 today. Now it's at 3075. It's down 3 cents in the after hours. Gold? Down 40 cents in the aftermarket. Actually down from its high today at 1375 and change. Currently at $1,372.90. And there's a lot of other stuff going on. Of course, Obama talks about he's going to veto Republican spending bill, but he's penciled in a $37 billion budget increase for the Department of Homeland Security. Stay with us. We will be back.
Just get ready to be right up the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bat that comes with a happy tune as your step? Life can be so divine, right up the sunny side.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Mark Hatfield, amazing guitarist. You know, Uncle Scam has a reminder for some of you. You remember the first-time homebuyer tax credit from 3 years ago? That was the first one they did? Uncle Scam wants his money back. Oh, yeah. Americans who bought homes in 2008 using the government's tax credit will be required to start repaying the credit beginning with their 2010 tax return. Oh, yeah, that's straight out of the mouths of the IRS. It's kind of an odd twist, though. Those who took advantage of a nearly identical tax credit 1 year later, or even in 2010, they won't have to repay their money back. You see, under the terms of the 2008 tax credit, the credit must be paid back over a 15-year period beginning with this year's return. That means anyone who took the maximum $7,500 credit will have to add 500 big ones to their income tax liability for the next 15 years. If you sell your house before the 15 years are up, then the entire tax credit bill will be due the year the house is sold. The IRS described the 2008 program as like an interest-free loan. That's how they described it, like an interest-free loan. Well, that may come to a shock to some folks who may have forgotten the terms of the so-called credit, which was really more of a tax deferral. The IRS said it's sending their reminders out. Oh, there's going to be people out there surprised by it. For others, well, it paid to be late. If you bought a home in 2009 or 2010 using the same tax credit, you don't ever have to pay it back as long as you stay in your new home for at least 3 years. That's because the government changed the rules regarding the tax credit after the first year, allowing people to take the credit without any requirement that they ever pay it back. Can you believe that nonsense? That's just appalling to me. Well, that goes to show you, folks. Anytime the government reaches a handout so that you can take a handout, you're going to be required to, well, let's just say take it in the shorts later. And that is exactly what's going to happen. Unreal. Toward the end of yesterday's program, I began to share some figures with you, which I wanted to kind of get back through today. Let's kind of go back to the beginning. 2 years ago, Barack Obama was inaugurated as, well, let's just say resident of the United States. And the question we posed to you then, are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? Well, we know that those words were used by Ronald Reagan when he talked about the Carter presidency. Were you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Well, the thing to remember, my friends, is that numbers don't lie. Kind of comes back to the old saying that figures lie and liars figure. In January of 2009, the average retail price of a gallon of gas was $1.83. Today, well, down the street, it's $3.15. That's nearly a 70% increase. Crude oil, European Brent, by the barrel, up 128%. Crude oil from West Texas, up 136%. Gold, up 60.5%. Gold in January of 2009 was $853.25 an ounce. Right now, it's at $1,372.90. Do the math. Corn, number two yellow, coming out of central Illinois, up 78%, my friends. Part of that is due to, what is it, ethanol? Part of it's due to just the cost of getting the stuff to market. Hey, when the cost of fuel goes up, the cost of your goods are going to go up because it costs more money to deliver the goods to market. Soybeans, number one, yellow, coming out of Illinois, up 42%. Sugar cane raw from all over the world, up 165% in 2 years. It's gone from $13.37 a pound to $35.39 a pound. If I'm reading this right, it says FOB, whatever that means. Unemployment rate in the non-farm market has gone from 7.6 to about 9.4%. It's up 23, almost 24% unemployment is. Unemployment rate for blacks is up 25.5%. The number of unemployed has gone from 11.6 million to nearly 14.5 million. A nearly 25% increase in overall unemployment. The number of federal employees is gone from 2,779,000 to 2,840,000. That's up a little better than 2%. All at a time when government should be cutting back, but they're increasing. The real median household income between 2008 and 2009 declined by nearly a full percentage point. Number of food stamp recipients from January of 2009 to today has gone from 31,983,716 people. Food stamp recipients, I guess that's families. Today it is in excess of 43.2 million food stamp recipients, over a 35% increase. The number of unemployment benefit recipients has gone from 7.5 million to 9.2 million, increase of 22%. The number of long-term unemployed, this is the people that have been unemployed for longer than the original benefit period, has gone from 2.6 million to 6.4 million. That is a 146% increase. The poverty rate has increased by over 8%. People in poverty have gone from 39.8 million to 43.6 million, a nearly 10% increase. U.S. rank in economic freedom world rankings. We've dropped from 5th to 9th position. Failed banks in 2009 was 140. 164 in 2010. They sure seem to be keeping things real quiet for 2011. The exchange rate, the U.S. dollar versus the Japanese yen, has declined. The U.S. money supply has increased by nearly 19% in that 2 years. That's in M1 figures. In M2 figures, it's up 6.5%. The national debt in trillions has gone from 10.6 trillion. Now, keep in mind, the day Little Junior Bush left office, the national debt was $10.627 trillion. Today, it stands at over $14 trillion, a 32% increase since Barack Obama took office. Boy, he sure knows how to ream us. Now, those are just some of the figures. That doesn't include some of the food costs that we gave you yesterday. Take this last item alone, the national debt. In the past 2 years, my friends, we have accumulated national debt at a rate more than 27 times as fast as during the rest of this nation's entire history. Over 27 times. Now, let's speak in metaphoric terms for just a moment. If you're driving in the right lane down the highway going 65 miles an hour, and a car rockets past you in the left lane 27 times faster, that car would be doing 1,755 miles an hour. This is a disaster. Now, Bennett, where did you get all these figures you dished out to us tonight? Are you just sitting back there making this stuff up to scare us into buying gold and silver? And if you believe that, then you don't know me too well. I bring information. I bring facts to you. The sources for all of this information: U.S. Energy Information Administration, the Wall Street Journal, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Census Bureau, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Labor, FHFA, what is that, Future Home and Farmers Association, something like that, Standard & Poor's, Case-Shiller, Realty Track, Heritage Foundation, and the Wall Street Journal, the Conference Board, the FDIC, the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury. Need I name more? Because that's what it is. I thought you asked me if I wanted to do something. I said, okay, and now you're telling me we're going to do it anyway. No, we're not going to do it? Okay, man, thanks. These are some powerful numbers. Now, it was my intent to send this chart out last night. I'm going to see if I can work with this chart and convert it into something that I can actually post on the Republic Trading Group International.com website. But it's actually a very large graph or a large image. If I try to downsize it, I'm afraid what's going to happen is it will not be legible. So for those of you who have an interest, and I've not done this for quite some time, we have a list that people have requested to be placed on. If you have requested to have your name put on that list before, it is nothing more than a list of audience members who like to get information from us from time to time. I'll be more than happy to send this out. I will do this tonight. If you'd like to get a copy of this, send me a quick email addressed gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. That's gold, G-O-L-D, at Republic Trading Group International.com. No, I don't use this for any other purpose than exactly what I just spelled out to you. I don't use it to send out unadvertised specials or to solicit business from you or anything else. I do it because people have requested to be on that list who want to see some of the hard information that we try to provide you. So that's what we're going to do. I will send that out tonight. Now, before I move on in some other directions, I'm going to talk a little bit about silver tonight. I want to share with each and every one of you an email I received from a contributing writer to my publication, FederalObserver.com. This is from Carl Warden. Carl is very well known as a militia leader, happens to be a successful businessman, but he's a very profound writer. I don't agree with everything Carl writes on, but I don't have to agree with everything that people write about that I publish or share with the audience. I think these three paragraphs are the shortest piece that Carl has ever sent to me, and I'm going to publish it tonight. So, Granny, listen carefully. You've probably seen it. Carl's column, and I hate to disillusion some of you people, but you better wake up. Carl's column is entitled, "So Much for the Tea Party Movement." Oh, that upset some of you already, didn't it? It's like anything else. Being a Republican or a Democrat or a Tea Party cat, you know, a guy or gal out on the street is a totally different animal than the people that are running the dog and pony show. Carl says, the House of Representatives, packed with Tea Party members, is just committed its first treasonous act of the current session by extending the outrageously unconstitutional Patriot Act provisions, and the Senate is expected to rubber stamp the extension shortly. Nothing has changed, Carl says. The Tea Party movement is a farce. Ron Paul, formerly the most truly conservative member of the House, voted to do away with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And now the allegedly reformed House has extended the Patriot Act. In their next act of betrayal, Congress will fail to implement any real form of deep budget cuts required to mend our economy, which means we all wasted our time voting for people who made promises they obviously never intended to keep. Carl concludes by saying something that I've thought for a long, long time. I don't know what they use on these newbies coming into Congress for the first time, but whatever it is effective every time. So you ran on down to the polls. Glad to do that, John. Thank you. Whoa, getting a whole bunch. Richard, got your request? Dallas, got you covered? And Louie? Well, Louie's not responding to the program because he's not listening to it, but Louie's got his final draft of the new his new column entitled Van Palen Exposed. We'll be glad to send that out later. I make no bones about it. And those of you, I know that Sandra had asked for some things today, and some of you don't receive our, you know, the emails through RBN. And I want to share some commentary with you about silver tonight. Oh, we come on the air every week, and when Bob Chapman is on, we come on and specifically discuss the Chapman special. Let me share some things with you, ladies and gentlemen. When we offer a product, gold, silver, whatever, on Tuesdays when Bob is with John, and we refer to it as the Chapman special, you need to understand something. Anyone taking advantage of it, the free newsletter, the renewal, the free renewal, the gift subscription, well, none of that stuff is free. Did you know that? Republic Broadcasting pays for those extensions and those subscriptions. And we pay Bob a comfortable sum of money, a somewhat discounted rate that he has offered. But the fact of the matter is we do pay it. And we go on the air and talk to you about various gold offerings. And I think the one we're doing tonight, it happens to be one that I like a lot. Now, unfortunately, an awful lot of you have been led to believe the 1933, the gold confiscation rule, and the boogeyman's coming to get you. And Bob talked about it, 2 hours ago, that maybe 25% of the people that bought into Roosevelt's garbage turned their gold in. The rest of them shut up and kept it. And I would expect most of you have got enough intelligence to do the same thing. Only one person was prosecuted under Roosevelt's dictation. You know, that paragraph said that you would be subject to up to a $10,000 fine and 10 years imprisonment. The guy paid a $1,000 fine, and that was the end of it. No one else was ever prosecuted in this deal. So, hi, Lynn Marie. How are you? Been a while, dear. I'll take care of that. Good to hear from you. The fact of the matter is that most of the time, we offer the gold when Bob is on because I can't affordably offer silver. At the rate that I've got to sell silver at, there's not enough profit in there to compensate for the cost of the newsletter. I hate the term profit, but it's what's used to keep this network growing and going, et cetera, et cetera. And yet my personal favorite always was and always will be silver. I love gold. It's gorgeous to look at. It's portable. I can stick it in my pocket and walk around with 20 grand in my pocket, and nobody will know that I've got anything in my pocket. They'll think it's a, Oscar Mayer wiener or something. But silver. 20 grand in silver make a hell of a boat anchor, my friends. I've been a silver bull my whole life, and I'll continue to remain a silver bull for the rest of my life. But silver has the tendency to fall much faster than any other metal in the event of a true bear market, a bear run. And it is that very tendency which scares low-risk investors away. And yet silver's performance in 2010 lit a fire in the mind of retail investors that they need to invest in silver. There's a lot of folks out there. Phone calls, emails, and otherwise are being asked by a lot of people asking whether they can still invest at current prices. 2 years ago, we used to tell the same people to invest in silver, but they ignored my advice. I got a call a little over an hour ago from a gentleman who's been sitting on my phone number for 7 years. He was told 7 years ago by a client of mine to buy silver, to convert his IRA. He didn't do it. Since 2001, my friends, there's been three major corrections in silver. The fourth one should happen sometime between early 2012 and the middle of 2013. But before that, silver can rise to $60. It may even hit 80. And right now, it's at a little over $30 an ounce. What in the heck are you waiting on? Stick around. When you come back, we're going to be talking about $2,999 silver. That's not what you think it is. We'll be right back.
I got a man that's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. So I'm going to walk.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Sarah Vaughan doing a duet with an unlikely musician to delve into a jazzy world, Barry Manilow, 2 a.m. Paradise Cafe, probably one of the two most unbelievable works that Barry Manilow ever did. Yeah, that guy, the guy that sang Mandy and all those little jingle songs, etc., had a couple of concept albums that were really quite astounding. This one I have. The other one I've never been able to find. But Sarah Vaughan, he also does a duet on here with Mel Torme. Mel Torme, as you may well know, closes our program each evening with a piece called All That Jazz. Welcome back. Talking a little bit about silver, I had mentioned an outrageous figure of $29.99 an ounce. That's not really a true figure. That's has to do with investments in ETFs and everything else. But understand something about silver. That over the next several years, probably 3 years, silver will not be a one-way traffic. There's going to be some pretty intense swings. There's going to be consolidation phases. Silver can rise and continue to rise, and it will do so. But keep in mind that there's only one silver exchange-traded fund, or ETF. If more silver exchange traded funds come about, then silver prices will zoom 20% in the short term and 40% in the medium to long term. Now, the risk to my bullish view in silver is that of reduction in global liquidity and global economic fundamentals, all of which are worsening. But in the event of a crash in silver, it ain't going to go too far. Probably going to crash right around where it is right now, maybe still a little bit higher, because it's going to go up before it starts coming down. Continue to buy it. You'll be thankful you did. I look back at the 20 years that I've done IRAs for clients, almost from the very beginning, doing almost strictly silver in the individual retirement accounts, the precious metals IRAs that I've developed for clients. And obviously, for a good number of years, they all kept doubting and questioning, and, oh, my God, what have we done? What have we done? I'm at a loss. Look at all the money I've lost. Well, they made their money back in far many more times that than what they bought. I think back then the most they paid going in was $7, you know, and probably 6.25 was the average in the earliest days I was doing this. And now those people could liquidate out at about $31 an ounce with Silver Eagles. It's pretty darn good. Well, it's taken them some time to do it, but all their friends were witnessing 70% declines in the value of their paper-structured IRAs. No, silver's rocking again. If you go to the section of the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com, over on the right-hand side, under the segment marked Pages, go into this week's Treasure Hunt. You're going to see a very long segment. First of all, you're going to see this week's Bob Chapman special offering with gold. But you scroll on down below that, and we're talking about silver. We're talking about 90% silver junk coins sold in full and half bag increments. Now remember, a full bag of junk silver is 700, includes 715 troy ounces of silver. A half bag contains exactly half that. Unfortunately, I'm not in a position to sell smaller increments. Junk silver currently being offered by Republic Trading Group. It could be dimes or quarters or half dollars. I will not charge you a higher fee for half dollars. Right now, it's dimes that most people seem to want. They want that small little tradable piece. We're currently offering those to you at full bag increments at only 25% over spot. Half bags, unfortunately, sell for a slightly higher premium at 30 cents over spot. A couple of years ago, I got a phone call from a client who wanted to buy 4 or 5 bags of junk silver. And I gave the guy my quote at that time, and my God, Mr. Megaphone up in, you know, who broadcasts from across town here in Austin, was offering the same thing for about $4,000 more a bag. It's insanity. Dimes, quarters, and half dollars, a full bag, $1,000 face value. You know, if you buy a full bag, I might even be able to split it. Get you half in dimes and half dollars, or maybe half of it in dimes and a quarter of it in quarters. And I can't guarantee that because it depends upon the open stock that's available. But take advantage of it. If you're looking for 90% junk silver, those are the rates we're running right now. And I know I got a call from an email from Joseph earlier today. And Joseph, if you're listening to the program, you've got the basic information. And I'll be glad to take care of you. Just have not had a chance to respond to your email. Our next pick, American Silver Eagles. The only silver bullion coin backed by this nefarious U.S. government for weight and for metallic content. They're one of the safest, most secure, and most convenient ways to balance your investment portfolio. I like them. You know, the design of the front of the coins was the memorable Walking Liberty design by Adolph Wineman. Certainly no Southern Baptist. And, you know, we've got to buy a full box of them. Now, we don't have to, but our main supplier, who gives us the best price, and he gives me a better price than one of the biggest wholesale distributors in the country, we still get a better price. The full Monster Box, 500 ounces of sealed U.S. Mint issued American Silver Eagles, currently available from Republic Trading for spot plus possibly as high as $3. Might be $2.90. Just depends. But I'll shop it. I'll make it best for you. But that's for a full box of 500. Now, you can buy smaller quantities of Silver American Eagles from Republic Trading Group, but they are available at a slightly higher premium. Best way to find out? Pick up the phone. Give me a call. 1-800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. Now, my newest favorite, and I love it because I absolutely love the design. There's nobody out there I know that absolutely does not have memories in one form or another of the old Buffalo Nickel. You remember the Buffalo Nickel? Had the Indian, it's technically they call the Indian head nickel, but people were more interested in the reverse of that coin with that massive bison on the back. And if you want to get technical, it's a bison, not a buffalo. But let's not worry about that. Several years ago, one of the most recognized private independent mint companies began to mint the 1 troy ounce, we'll call it, Buffalo Silver Round. It looks exactly like the old Buffalo Nickel, except it's larger. Same size, weight, and purity as the American Silver Eagle. Believe me, this company's got such a reputation, they couldn't afford to water down the silver that's in these coins. They are recognized all over the world. You want to buy it? Hey, if you're trying to call me now about the junk silver, I can't answer the phone. I'm on the air. The reality factor is that last year, this private mint began to add the date on the coins. Maybe it was the year before. I love this coin. 1 troy ounce. And each round is marked as such. 1 troy ounce, 999 fine silver. They're exquisite to look at. And they're a lot less money than an eagle. Why? Because they're not getting the premium pounded up your nostril by the federal government. But we do have to buy a full box of 500. At the present time, and due to supplier requirements, the minimum order for physical delivery of the 1 ounce Buffalo Round, 500 ounces, a Monster Box, currently available from Republic Trading Group for $1.35 over spot. $1.35 right now. That's as of today. You know, tomorrow it could be $1.50. Doesn't matter what spot is. Right now, our price is $1.35 over spot. Well, that's a heck of a lot less money than $3 over spot for the same amount of ounces. You do the math. My goodness, well, what does that work out to be? $1.65 difference per ounce? Multiply that times 500. Look how much money you're saving. And by the way, these prices are delivered prices. No ups, no extras. That's within the continental U.S. Going to Alaska and Hawaii, I've got to charge a slight premium for shipping. And that'll depend on your zip code, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to get that information on a per order basis. But those are three forms of silver. Yes, you can go to the Republic Trading Group International.com website. And if you go to the bullion vault, you're going to see these very items. You're also going to see the Libertads from Mexico. I've not been able to get those in quantity for several years now. You're going to see some other commentary about generic rounds. Occasionally they're out there. Once in a while we get them and make them available to you. But in any of these areas, if I can help, that's what I'm here for. But not while I'm on the air. 1-800-691-7898. The question that Steve Seville asks, will silver do better than gold? There's a lot of analysts convinced that silver is going to outperform gold this year and for many years to come. Are they right? Well, I don't know. But I do know several things. Most of the recent silver-related commentary is focused on silver's upside potential. It has never mentioned or has glossed over silver's downside risk. And secondly, silver bulls are generally ignoring the relationship between the silver-gold ratio and the economic growth theme. These two points go together in that silver's downside risk is linked to the potential for the growth trade to collapse. Well, I'm not sure I know what all that means. But let me share this with you. Sometimes you get these writers, as Bob Chapman talked about 2 hours ago, that just seem to throw a dart and come up with all sorts of off-the-wall speculation. Of course silver has downside risk. Of course gold has downside risk. And the dollar doesn't? If you think gold and silver are going to tank, and you think that for those reasons, oh my God, it's at the top, I ain't going to buy that stuff now. Well, then keep putting all your faith and trust in the federal government. Quit putting all your faith in the fact that you believe the real estate market is going to rebound in 2011, never to see downside again. Or that the stock market's going to keep going to 25,000. Or that we don't have an employment problem in this country, and we don't have the inflation problems that already exist in this country and haven't even begun to go yet. Oh, everybody's going to be back at work. The numbers of people in poverty are going to decrease, and U.S. rank and economic freedom world ratings is going to move back to the top of the mark again. Fewer people are going to be on food stamps. More people are going to be going back to work. Everybody's going to be buying General Motors and Ford cars. Forget Chrysler, they're not American-owned anymore. The cost of corn is going to come down. The cost of sugar is going to go back to $13 a pound instead of the $35 it sits at right now, or whatever the heck they're claiming it is. If you believe that all of these problems are going to disappear tomorrow, then by all means, please do not buy gold and silver. Because I don't want to be sitting here next week taking your crybaby calls. Now, I'm not being mean here. This is a reality factor. You've got to answer some very distinct, hard questions for yourself. Is the cost of a loaf of bread going to go down next week, or a steak, or a washer and a dryer? The mainstream news media is even talking about massive increased costs due to the increased cost of fuel to get the goods to market, the increased cost of copper and steel, and yes, gold and silver, and the increased cost of crude oil, etc. If you believe all the woes and ailments of this nation are going to dissipate next week, by all means, sell all your gold and silver now to people who really understand and want it. Otherwise, keep buying. I talked earlier about Chapman specials and the giving away of the so-called free newsletter, or the giving away of the extended subscriptions. We've got some clients that are, they've got extended subscriptions out 4 years. Jesus, Bob could drop dead. Then what do you got? What you've got is that Republic Trading Group and RBN will have spent a bundle of money, And I have to pull something up here. Hang on a second. Nobody's talking about tungsten anymore. What about that little deal breaks for gold, blah, 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 blah. Still in the air, kiddo. Okay. These are the reality factors. And I'm not saying don't get subscriptions to Bob's newsletter. Just understand that RBN pays for every one of those subscriptions and those extensions and those gift subscriptions. Yeah, we pay for the free shipping, but it takes a lot less money out of our operating budget to pay for your free shipping than it does to pay for all those subscriptions. But I want you to have them. When we come back, we're going to have about 3 minutes to tell you about tonight's gold offer. But you can go to the website and see it right now. We'll see you in a minute. Thank you.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Sounds like a little Ramsey Lewis to me as we return for the final moments of tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Thank you for the continued emails throughout the course of this program tonight. I always appreciate them. It kind of makes you a part of this program, whether you know it or not. As I mentioned several hours ago with John and Bob Chapman, there are times that we will continue to offer the same kinds of gold pieces over and over and over again. And, I love to work with a greater variety of product to add this so-called collection mentality. Although we're not being coin collectors, it's kind of fun to make it look like that's what we're doing. My job each week is to go out and work with my suppliers to find you the best buy on gold products I possibly can. This week, it happens to be the modern era Queen Elizabeth sovereigns once again. I can't touch the price on these by twice the premium by going with the old sovereigns. I want you to have the greatest value possible. Now, right now, this week's Chapman special is posted on the website. It's package number 726, also marked return of a sellout number 2. Every time I come up with these, we sell out. Because they're bright, they're brilliant, they've not been worn, they've not got a lot of bag marks and rub marks and everything else. Now, when I posted this price up earlier today, gold was at $1,375 an ounce. Right now, it's a few dollars off of that. It's at $13.72.90. So that's what, $2.10 or something. Point is, it's your money. And so the prices I'm about to give you, understand that if you call me tonight at 1-800-691-7898 to place your order for this package, you're going to get a lower price than I'm quoting. There's a large company that advertises on Fox Network. They're selling these very coins for $560 a piece right now today. You compare the price with a quarter-ounce American Gold Eagle, they're running about just, you know, $383, $384. I actually saw some as high as $387 today. And before we had a price reduction in the last couple of hours, I'm offering small quantity sales of this very coin for $365 a coin, plus shipping, of course. But you can take advantage of the 16-coin package at $5,732. That's for the package, and that will get you the Chapman newsletter. Now, we're going to have to pay for it. That comes out of our operating budget. But you know what? It's okay. We can live with that. By the way, that translates to somewhat less than $365 per coin. Divided by 16, woo, that drops the price to $358.25 a coin. That's a considerable savings. You want the 32-coin package? All you do is double the price. And if somebody out there wants to really bite it, pick up 50 coins or 100 coins, you call me. We're very, very limited on this offer this week. Our supplier had a very small selection of these. So if you're interested, call me. Take advantage of this package this week as gold continues its upward move. 1-800-691-7898, or you can send me an email to the Republic Trading Group site, gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. I'm out of here for the night. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm standing by to take your calls. Take care of yourselves.
They cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz.
Gold, ever climbing.